When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 15th edition. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Another fun, wild night on the diamond. All kinds of chaos breaking loose. Get your Rangers on. Good pitching and whatnot. Cheap pitching, I should say. Did quite well. But we move on to Tuesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK, to help you out there. We got 13 game slate to break down for you for this Tuesday. So let's get right out of here. Totals: Red Sox Nationals 9. Phillies Jays 8, Pirates Mets 9, Yankees Braves 10.5, Tigers Twins 8.5, Angels Rangers 8.5, waiting on weather in Chicago, Mariners Royals 9, Orioles Padres 8, Brewers Dodgers 9. A couple totals we're still missing, as there are some still games still going on as we record. All right, let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Zach Wheeler, man, it was fun when we played him for cheap. He's up to 11-6 at the Toronto Blue Jays. It's a tough one to stomach. Like, he put up 19 his last time, 13. He's had the 36. He's had the high 20s. He's been very, very good. I love Zach Wheeler. If you want to get frisky in a tournament, you can play Zach Wheeler. I'm not paying 11-6. I'm not paying 11,000 for Jordan Montgomery either. Like, these prices are – this is what the – Ronald Acuna has, should be more than 11 – should be 11,000 compared to Montgomery and Wheeler. That's what I'm trying to say. So Wheeler, Montgomery, love these guys. Not paying it. Not paying 10-7 for Giolito. Not paying 10-2 for Bailey Ober. Like, these are some just astronomical price tags on these pitchers on this slate. Pretty crazy stuff here. So let's just drop on down below 9K to start things off here. And I'll look at guys like Jack Flaherty. I'd rather gamble on a cheaper Jack Flaherty than pay all the way at the top. And I know it's risky with Jack Flaherty. Well aware of that. But Flaherty's also looked pretty darn good since joining the Baltimore Orioles. At least 5 innings in at least each start. 4 total earned runs. 8 Ks in each start. It's been 15 points and 28 points. I'd rather have the 15-point floor with the 28-point upside as he heads into San Diego, where Grayson Rodriguez is getting it done through 5 so far in that one. And it's a Padres team over the last month, 20% K rate versus righties, 240 average, 173 ISO. The pitch mix has been changed for Flaherty. If he can get you 6 innings, could be in for a big fantasy day. So Flaherty at 84. Love me some Nick Pivetta at 78 against the Washington Nationals. Yes, the Nats don't strike out a ton, but Pivetta has been a menace to society. 23 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He's gone 5 or more innings in those 3. 3 runs less than 4 straight, but 5 or more Ks in 3 of 4, including 8 or more in 2 of 3. We know the strikeout potential is huge there. Again, Washington only at 19.5% K rate over the last month versus righties, but they are striking out or hitting 247 with a 152 ISO. So a guy like Nick Pivetta, I can get behind at $7,800. Again, I'd rather take chances on these guys than pay the insane price tags for those guys up top that been like 8K, maybe low 9s all season. Getting them above $11,000 is just insanity to me. If they all throw up 30 points, I will clap my hands and say kudos. That's not where I'm going to be living on this slate. After Pivetta, it gets murkier, as you'd expect. Kyle Hendricks is $7,400 against the struggling Chicago White Sox. He'll bring up decent floor, not much of a ceiling, though, so maybe more cash game than a tournament play here. But again, White Sox, 24% K rate, 242 average, 137 ISO versus righties. Tim Anderson's probably still out. They just continue to struggle there. So Hendricks at 74 on the table for you. If you want to take a chance on Alex Fedo, he returned to the rotation 4 2/3, 3 earned 5 Ks in his last outing. Prior to that, 6 innings, no runs, 2 Ks. What you're looking for Fedo, though, is he's facing the Minnesota Twins. And this is a good and a bad thing, if you remember paying attention to this show. 28.6% K rate for righties. Or for Minnesota versus righties, but 254 average and that oh-so-scary 212 ISO. So Minnesota, tournaments, Fedo could work. Stacking against Fedo could be good as well. So again, not the best situation here. Pitching sucks on this slate. Zach Lytle at $6,800. He's got some vengeance to be had with Gabe Kapler and company. Not a ceiling guy here, but he's gone 6 innings in back-to-back starts. He's gone 5 or more in 3 straight. 5 total earned runs over that stretch. It's been 5Ks, 1K, and 4Ks. He needs to get close to a K per inning. That's the big thing. Good for Lytle is he faces the Giants. Something he can do here. Giants 25% K rate versus righties, hitting 201 with a 130 ISO. So Lytle at 6,800 bucks is probably one of my more favorite plays on this slate. After that, it's just a who's who of what chances do you feel like taking on this slate. Like, yeah, I can't even bring myself to most of these. The one that most will take, and it makes sense, is Emerson Hancock at 5,500 bucks. Talked about him on yesterday's show at 4K. 55, I said he should be a mid 5K guy. There you go, DK. You did good on this one. 5,500 bucks for Hancock. He'll probably give you about five innings. K's might be a little low, but he could limit the damage. He's in play against Kansas City, but it is a bad slate for pitching. I'm not paying for the big guys up top. I start with Flaherty at 84, Pivetta at 78. Then he dropped down to likes Lytle at 68, and then Hancock at 55. It's a punt pitching slate, and get all the bats you can dream of, and there are plenty of bats on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of bats, let's start at the catcher's position here. Sean Murphy should be back in the lineup. He had the day off with Travis d'Arnaud catching, and the Braves face Luis Severino. So, yes, Braves should be stacked wherever you can. You can get cheap pitching. You can get a Braves stack. Everything will be good to go. So Sean Murphy at 5,600 is just fine. Adley Rutschman, Walker's making his return from the IL. Rutschman at 5,300 bucks versus Walker is interesting as well. Bobby Miller is taking the bump for the Dodgers. I'm not a huge Bobby Miller guy, so if you want to be contrarian with Milwaukee, William Contreras is 5K as well. You got J.T. Realmuto versus Kikuchi at 48. That is enticing, too. Again, there's going to be so much hitting on this slate. You got Elias Diaz and Coors against Ciccone. Ciccone's not very good for Arizona, so Diaz at 47. Basically, pick your stack to pick your catcher, unless you want to punt, is what it comes down to. But I'll keep telling you what catchers are good. Cal Raleigh versus Lyles is totally acceptable on this slate. Some cheaper options below 4K now. Jonah Heim is back. Giolito, 3,800 bucks. Interesting, to say the least. Freddie Freeman against Hancock at 34. If you want to fade a super chalky Hancock, like if you want to have like a three-man Royal stack just to differentiate off a chalky Hancock, totally get it on this slate. Yan Gomes, I'm all about targeting Tuki Toussaint. Yan Gomes is 3,300 bucks versus Tuki. He'd be another one to take a look at. And then below 3K, there will be value on the slate just because it's such a big slate. Maybe like Yasmani Grandal is 2,600 bucks versus Kyle Hendricks. Grandal's been bad, but that's a great price tag. The chalk will be Gabriel Moreno. He had at least an RBI double, if not more, on Monday night in Colorado. He's 2,500 bucks, and he faces Ty Block. So, yeah, Gabriel Moreno will be the chalk at the catcher's position on this slate. First base, I'm already not liking this slate. 13-game slate, pitching sucks, and there's just going to be value and Braves everywhere. I can already foresee this coming. First base, you got Freeman against Hauser at 62. Very good play. Lefties versus Hauser is an awesome thing. But you got Matt Olson at 61 versus Severino. That's awesome. Cody Bellinger's first base outfit eligible at 58 versus Tuki Toussaint. If the weather's nice in Chicago, that could be a way to – like the Dodgers and the Cubs already could be some pay-up spots to differentiate off of the Braves if you feel so lucky. The Cardinals will be back in play again because the A's are going with Watkins in a bullpen game. Bad bullpen. So you got Goldie who went deep. He actually had a combo meal on Monday. Goldie's $5,700. Christian Walker had a home run on Monday in Coors. He's 54 versus Ty Block. That's great as well. Going down cheaper, like Heimer Candelario's 45. He's first base, third base versus Tukey. He'd be another one to look at here. Tristan Casas versus Josiah Gray. Gray loves the up home runs. Casas is $4,300. That's a good savings compared to some of the pay-up spots at the position. If you're fading Bobby Miller, Carlos Santana's 4K in that matchup. Below 4,000, though, you got like Ryan O'Hearn versus Walker at 33. O'Hearn has quieted down a bit, though. I will be very, very open about that. I think the Yankees are interesting because Bryce Elder's not good, and he's been exposed tremendously of late. So Jake Bauer's at $2,800. He sucks. He struck out nearly 52% of the time last week, just wrote him up as a faller in a piece. But he still has great power. So in tournaments, as a value, a guy like Jake Bauer's at $2,800, get a little piece of that Yankees action versus Elder, who should get smacked around in Atlanta, is another way to go on that slate. And if you're not a Fado guy, Joey Gallo, it's boom or bust. He went deep over the week, and he's $2,600 versus Fado. Another discount there. So you got some discount pieces if you want to take a couple stabs and then stack up the Braves with some pitching. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 64. If he's playing, totally good. He's been battling injuries off and on. He's like day-to-day. He plays, and he takes a day off, so keep an eye on that. You got Simeon, you got Ketel Marte, and great matchups at 6K and 58. Cool if you want. Ozzy Albies, just before we started recording, went to the IL, so he's going to be out for a bit, which means we'll get to him. Free space, Nicky Lopez will be on the slate. Nico Horner's $5,100 versus Tuki Toussaint. You got that going. Below 5K now. Trevor Story had a huge Sunday going 4-for-5, I believe. He's $4,800 versus Josiah Gray. Justin Turner's 47 versus Gray. So Boston, interesting. Probably not one of my favorite spots. Like, I'd rather go Zach Geloff at 46 versus Dakota Hudson. Geloff continues to just crush. So if you don't want to pay all the way at the top and still want a guy with a big ceiling, Zach Geloff at 46 is a dude to circle on this slate. And then if you're looking for savings, you know, you got Jake Westberg of Baltimore's $3,300 versus Waka. Brendan Rodgers and Coors is 33 versus Ciccone. He's been horrible, but it's Coors in a great matchup. Edward Julian has been rough as well, but he's 31 versus Fado. Bryce Terang's 31. I like those other guys a little more than Bryce. You got Mike Massey at 3K hitting third for the Royals versus Hancock. That's a nice contrarian GPP value on this slate. I know I'm flying through this. Again, if you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, but it's a 13-game slate, and it just depends on how different you want to get. And I'll have stuff highlighted on the cheat sheet like usual to try to help you out there once we see actual lineups to see where things are going. But at this first look, you can pretty much see where most people are going to go on this slate. So differentiating is going to be where do you want to differentiate. So I'm trying to point out a few of those guys as we go through here. Third base, you know, Austin Riley went deep again on Monday. He's 59 in a great spot versus Severino. No sugarcoating that at all. Got Arenado at 55 is in a good look. Rafael Devers at 53 versus Josiah Gray. That's awesome as well. Muncy at 5K. McMahon and Coors is only 49, so he's not even the most expensive guy. He's got a great Coors matchup, so that's kind of enticing. You got the Candyman Candelario at $4,500. And then it kind of takes a little bit of a break, but you got Cabrian Hayes. Another nice game on Monday. He's been super, super productive since he returned from the IL on August 2nd. He's $4,000 versus David Peterson. So Cabrian Hayes would be another one to take a peek at. Jake Westberg's down here at $3,300. He's second base, third base. Royce Lewis should be returning from the IL on Tuesday. He's $3,100 if he returns against Alex Fado. So keep him on your radar when the lineups come out. And then below 3K, not a ton at this point in time. IKF, he led off on Monday, played very well. He's been playing pretty well overall. He's third base alpha. He's $2,700, so another cheap Yankee against Bryce Elder if you want to go that route. And then Jordan Diaz at $2,600 versus Dakota Hudson is another cheapie, so you have another couple kind of contrarian GPP plays for cheap at third base. Shortstop, Corey Seager, 63 against Gio, totally fine. I'd rather go like Bobby Witt at 58 versus Hancock. Trey Turner is heating up a bit. He's 53 versus Kikuchi. Dansby Swanson at 49, I like a lot against Toussaint. Trevor Story's here at 48. We talked about him earlier. Got Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 47. I'd probably rather one of the other guys than that, but it's enticing if you have a Colorado stack. Going down below, Tovar now. Carlos Correa is 43 versus Fado. And Orlando Arcia versus Severino at 42. Tommy Edman has been heating up. He led off on Monday night. Another big game for Edman. He's 4,000 versus Watkins. So you can go that direction as well. And then other than that, like Anthony Volpe's $3,100. I usually wouldn't play Volpe, but against Elder for value, he's at least on my list as someone to keep an eye on, depending on where he's at in the lineup. And then there's Nicky Lopez. Outfield shortstop, $2,500. Should be playing nearly every day right now with Ozzy Albies going out. So enjoy that piece of value each and every day for the Atlanta Braves. Outfield on this slate, you got Acuna at 68, about $2,000 too cheap. Aaron Judge at 65 in tournaments versus Elder, I love. You got Betts at 64, Corbin Carroll and Coors at 6K, Belly Bombs at 58, he's first base outfield, as we already mentioned. Adelis Garcia in tournaments, sure, but J-Rod at 56 would be another guy I'd circle here. You got Yelich in tournaments at 55. We'll drop below 5K now. You have Masataka Yoshida if you're stacking Boston, sure, okay. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has been swinging it really well against the lefty block at 4,700. Nolan Jones is 47, so a couple pieces of Coors there. Pivot off those Coors pieces into Giancarlo Stanton at $4,600. You got Jaron Duran at 46 in your Boston stacks. Going down below 45 now. Sal Frelick's down here. Riley Green at 44 versus Ober is a tournament look. Farther down here, you got Tommy Pham and Coors at $4,200. He's one to keep an eye on for sure. Dropping below 4K now, or at 4K, you got Ian Happ at 4K versus Toussaint. Kerry Carpenter had a big week for Detroit last week, three home runs, hit well over 300. He's $3,900 versus Ober. He'd be one to look at. Mike Tauchman at 38 versus Toussaint, likely leading off for the Cubs. Nice little piece of value there as well. Tyler O'Neill got a couple walks, stolen base, and a run scored on Monday. He's 38 versus Watkins. He'd be another one to keep your eye on. Going down to the mid threes now and below. James Outman versus Hauser at 35. Outman's really turned it on over the last month or so. Cade Marlowe of Seattle's 34 versus Lyles. He's playing really well, hitting like fourth or fifth most days for Seattle. A few others down here as we get to the low threes. Max Kepler at 33 versus Fado is a good tournament play for that one. Charlie Blackman's back. He led off on Monday's 33 versus Ciccone. Going down to the Seiya Suzuki's 32 versus Toussaint. He's been struggling, but cheap piece of Chicago versus Tukey. If you're feeling that, JJ Bidet is a tournament play at 31 versus Hudson. Not one of my top plays, but does fit the tournament, looks pretty good. MJ Melendez at 29 could be in play there versus Hancock. Velasquez versus Hancock at 28 is another guy I've talked about quite a bit. Nelson Velasquez of Kansas City. IKF's here at 27. Talked about him earlier, third base outfield for the Yankees. Drew Waters at 26, another guy. Joey Gallo at 26, first base outfield. Mentioned him earlier as a tournament look. JP Martinez for Texas is $2,500. He's pretty dang cheap, and he's been hitting ninth and productive. If you want to stack Texas, he can be a wraparound piece for value for you. But yeah, other than that, like Butler of Oakland at 23 if you're getting really wild. But check the lineups and see how things pan out. Again, recapping the pitching, we're not paying up here. It's crazy. But Flaherty at 84, Pivetta at 78, like both of those quite a bit. And then you got Lytle at 68 and Hancock at 55. All right, stacks I like. I like Boston on this slate. Love Atlanta and New York, of course. New York, a nice contrarian look there versus Elder. Atlanta should be the chalk on this slate, and for good reasons. Minnesota could be interesting versus Fado if you want. St. Louis versus Watkins is in play for you as well. Texas against Gio is nice and contrarian, very nice and contrarian. The Chicago White Sox-Cubs game, I prefer the Cubs side versus Tukey for sure. Check the weather on that one, though. You got Coors Field in play, Arizona versus Ty Block, Colorado versus Ciccone, both great spots there. They should be the chalk after Atlanta. And then after that, maybe Milwaukee versus the Dodgers, but the Dodgers versus Hauser is going to be very much in play. So Atlanta is going to be where everyone wants to go. Then they'll go to Colorado and Arizona, some combination there. That'll be your main stacks on this slate. Where you can get contrarian, I mentioned Boston. I think you could look at Minnesota. I think St. Louis is a very good contrarian look on this slate. I like the Cubs versus Tukey. Texas is your ultimate contrarian because Giolito is still very respected compared to those other looks. And then you got like the Dodgers versus Hauser. So like I said, like your pay-up spots, most will pay up for Atlanta. You got the likes of the Dodgers with Freeman, the Cubs with Bellinger, and like St. Louis with Goldie. Those three teams are also priced up. Those will be your pivots off of expensive Coors and Atlanta. Now your value, you could go to Oakland versus Hudson. Love that. Always love attacking Hudson. I think you could also look at KC versus Hancock a bit, or even Seattle versus Lyles, but Seattle's still a little priced up. So KC, Oakland would be two of the ones I'd really look at as potential value on this slate. And then you could dance around some maybe Pittsburgh, Mets, Detroit, Minnesota. Minnesota might be one of the better values, actually. So it's going to be bats for days, which has been super tilting of late. We've seen, like, over the weekend, you need like 230 points to take down GPPs. It's been nuts right now. Pitching's been horrible. I mentioned it in the Discord. It worked on Monday. I'm just starting to punt pitching unless it's like an obvious, like, ace slam dunk thing. And I'm just getting all the bats I can get. And we're going to roll the dice there and see what happens. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. I'll have the cheat sheet out on Tuesday for the Game of the Edge fantasy Patreon members. Those $5 a month over there. And we'll see what happens. 13-game slate. Chaos will ensue. I guarantee it. When I talk to you guys tomorrow, it will be nuts. So hope you guys have a good Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 15th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.